This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back. WIP Midday Show live from Clearwater, Florida. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. I'm joined right now by Phillies third baseman Alec Bohm. Alec, how you doing, man?
Pretty good. Can't complain.
So, Alec, when did you get into baseball? When was like the first time you knew that this is probably what you wanted to do as a live for a living?
I played all the way growing up, but really kind of got specific with baseball and quit playing everything else when I got to high school.
So, Alec, as we're towards the end now, you know, this is the last couple days of spring training here. At what point of spring training do you feel like, all right, I'm ready, let's go up, let's go play the real games? Because, I mean, it's a long run, like 5, 6, 7 weeks, depending what time when you guys get here. For you, when is it when you start to feel ready? Is it a certain number of at-bats? Is it just year to year your body feels different? Like, when do you know, all right, I'm ready for the real games?
Honestly, I think it's kind of you start seeing all the stuff get packed up around the clubhouse and around the building, and you just kind of get that sense, and that flip or that switch kind of starts to flip, and you just kind of know that the season's right here and it's time to go.
As far as spring training is concerned, do you use it to kind of get prepared for the season, or do you use it to kind of work on certain things like in your game that you might feel are flawed?
All sorts of it. You know, there's times where you'll take a couple at bats to try some new things out in the box, different things here and there on defense. Maybe like there's been times where I've played with like trying to play deeper and see what that's like, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Where you know, if you're playing too deep right now in a spring training game and a guy beats out a routine ground ball, like, not the end of the world. You just kind of learn from that sort of stuff. So little things like that, and then just obviously just kind of that lower type of heartbeat or whatever you want to consider it environment, where it's a lot more comfortable to work on some things where you wouldn't want to maybe do that during the regular season.
All right, that heartbeat's going to jump next week. Opening day, Braves, you know, sold out crowd at Citizens Bank Park. Let's talk about expectations here, Alec. You know, 2 years in a row, you guys went far. World Series, NLCS, this city believes you guys are this close. You're going to win a World Series here. Do you think about that? Do you, like, in your mind, are you thinking about the end goal? Is it day-to-day for you? How do you go about a season which has big expectations for October when we're still sitting in March?
Right. That's the issue, right? You can't fast forward all the way to the playoffs. You got to play all 162. So I think, you know, this group, as good as any, keeps that in mind while, you know, we're playing our games here in March and April and starting the regular season, that there's an entire schedule of games and we're building towards October. And don't get me wrong, we're coming out intense and ready to go and from day one, but there's a really good understanding of, you know, the bigger picture and the big end goal.
Alec, for you, why do you think you've been able to be so good with runners on base? You know, in your career, ever since you got up as a rookie, you seem to be better when there's guys on base, knocking guys in. I think it's part of what has been the best part of your, you know, ability at the plate, is when guys are on second or third, you seem to get them in. Have you always been able to do that? Do you calm yourself down? How do you approach those at-bats when there's runners on? Seems like you excel in those spots.
I think there's a lot of different little things that kind of attribute to it. I think just the idea of situational hitting has been something that's kind of been ingrained in me from a pretty young age in the game. It was very important and made a priority in college through when I was at Wichita State, and then just coming up through the minor leagues, it wasn't all about just like trying to hit pull side home runs and a lot of the things you might hear nowadays. It was about being winning players and winning games. And for me, runners in scoring position, you know, I'm a guy that is not typically going to strike out a lot, and I think I have a pretty good hand-eye ability and bat-to-ball skills, and so when I get into those situations, you know, I might be able to just put the ball in play more often than another guy, and you know, the more you put the ball in play, the better chance you have of getting a hit. So I think just, you know, using the whole field and putting the ball in play, moving the ball around, and you know, I like to kind of think you play the game the right way and with the right intentions, the game will reward you a little bit.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We're sitting with Alec Bohm, Phillies third baseman, at spring training. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley on the Midday Show. All right, so Alec, you mentioned home runs there. When you were first drafted, people looked at you, your size, your profile. It's like, this guy's going to be a 35-40 home run guy one day. That hasn't happened yet, but there's been an uptick, right? Your power has upticked in recent years. Do you think about that? Is it a goal of yours? Because I was with you, your swing isn't necessarily like a pull swing, right? You use the whole field. Do you think about increasing your power, or is it more just, hey, it's naturally happening, and if it happens, it happens?
Yeah, like, obviously I want to hit home runs, but in my life, when I go up there and try to hit home runs, that's not generally the result I get. So I'm not going to keep beating my head against the wall and try to do it when, you know, we're out here every day trying to win games. So selfishly, would I like to hit 35 home runs? Yes, but I know I'm also not going to do that by trying to go hit 35 home runs, so I'm just going to keep playing the game and, you know, take what the game gives me. And, you know, we like to say a lot that home runs are thrown, not hit, because, you know, you go watch the highlights. Aside from a few here and there, a lot of the home runs you see every night on SportsCenter and MLB Network, they're balls right over the middle of the plate. And so, you know, the more I can swing at those and not swing at the other ones, I think that it's something that can just naturally happen a little bit more often.
Alec, your spot in the order, it's changed a lot over the years, right? You've been up, down, high, middle, lower. Does it matter to you? Does Topper talk to you about that in advance? If I had a guess right now, and I don't know if Topper has told us, I'm going to guess Schwarber, Turner, Harper probably are 1, 2, 3. You've been 4 a lot. Do you like 4? Do you care where you hit? And is that something you and Topper talk about?
No, I think we both kind of have a pretty good understanding with each other that wherever he puts me is where I'm fitting in that day, and that it doesn't really make a huge difference to me. You know, if he wants me to hit second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, whatever it is, you know, I kind of see our lineup as something it's built to be made like the toughest to pitch to. You know, it's built to make decisions for the other manager really tough. It's whereas, like, we stack it a certain way, so if you want to bring out this lefty, well, he's got to face me and Nick. You know, if you want to bring out this righty, well, we have Stott and Marsh right around here and there, so he's got to face them too now with this three-batter rule and everything. So I look at it more as that way, not just like we're putting the order as, all right, you're the seventh best hitter, you're hitting seventh. You know what I mean?
Since you've been so close in the last couple of seasons, went to the World Series a few years ago, how excited are you to get this season started and just get through it and try to get to the end?
Yeah, it's another journey. You know, you get to that playoff time frame and it always feels like, dang, opening day, it feels like so long ago, but the season feels like it went fast. So, you know, it's kind of about, you know, the whole cliche of enjoying every moment of it, but you know, it's, I'm not gonna lie to you, like, the season gets started, you know, that opening day happens and all that excitement wears off and you get into the second, third week of the season, like that's when you're like, all right, now the grind starts and we're doing this to make the playoffs and, you know, whatever it takes each day to win enough games just to make the playoffs. That's really the simply worded goal, I guess.
You know what? I've always been curious because, like, in football, it's a week-to-week thing. And, you know, it's like the intensity is a little bit – it's different. But in baseball, it's like an everyday thing. How do you stay even keel? Say if you go, say, on a three-game and it's like a skid or whatever. How do you stay even keel knowing that you got a lot of games to play? How do you handle that?
It's hard. You know, I'm still learning that. Yeah. But, it's the whole saying of being the same guy every day and showing up and just doing your job and, you know, because – in the grand scheme of things, you know, us as the player, when I go 0 for 4 in a night, it seems way bigger to me than anybody else. And it's really easy to kind of let that build up. And now it's 0 for 8, 0 for 12, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it can wear on you. But if you just kind of step back for a moment and be like, we play an entire season.
162
things, games. Like, you know, you have a 3 or 4 game bad stretch, like, duh. The game is hard. Like, you can't go 162 games without some struggles, some ups and downs. It's the, you know, it's kind of seems, for me, it's something I'm kind of re-experiencing every time we come back, and it's easy to forget when you're, you know, hanging out and not playing games every day. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you get back and you struggle a little bit or whatever. It's like, no, yeah, this is still hard. Like, it's going to happen, but the better you can get at just playing the game and not
worry about all that outside stuff. Yeah.
Just not getting caught up with it all. Just play the game. Because that's – you're just only going to get in your own way, you know?
So speaking of those challenges, a couple years ago, you know, you had a tough moment. You were frustrated, and you bounced back, and the fans here have been behind you since. But, you know, we've heard some athletes in this town recently talk about how challenging it is to play in Philadelphia. Like, if there was a new guy coming in, what would your advice be to them about – dealing with everything from the love, but also when things are bad, right? Some frustration from fans. What would you say to that as someone who's experienced all of it in your time here?
I mean, I think it's basically if you can't handle being critiqued, then don't try to be great at something, I guess. Like, I don't know, you know? Like, if you want to be in a big leaguer, you want to be one of the best players, one of the best baseball players in the world, then you're going to have to handle some, whatever you want to call it, some hate, some whatever it is, like, that's all a part of it. So, you know, I think just get through it, man. You know, like, all you got to worry about is yourself and your own opinions and your own beliefs, and that's kind of what will carry you through. And then before you know it, you'll see October in Philadelphia. You'll see, you know, a playoff run in football and basketball, and you'll kind of see what the city's about in those times.
All right, let's end with this, Alec. We've been asking all our guests we got down here about winning the division. I'll speak for my – I'm tired of watching the Braves win this division. I think you guys can compete with them this year starting on opening day. Is that a goal? Last couple of years, it hasn't mattered, right? It hasn't really mattered, right? You've gotten to the playoffs. You've got through as a wild card. The Braves have got knocked out as a division winner. But is that something you guys are thinking about? Because, you know, it's just the way I look at it is 11 games in October is easier to win than 13. I want you guys to win the division. Is that a goal for you guys as well?
For sure, you know. And you're right, it starts on opening day, you know. I feel like the last couple of years, those guys have gotten off such a hot start and gotten such an early lead that, you know, they're 10 games ahead of everybody and you're just chasing all year. And, you know, we go on maybe 9-1, 10-game stretch, and you look up, well, they were 8-2. So, like, you know, they're a good team, man. They just keep winning and winning. So, you know, obviously the goal is to win the division. And we want to do that, but the big goal is make the playoffs, because we also know that we get in, anything can happen. So, but we're definitely aware that would be a little bit easier if we could just win the division.
No doubt. Sure. Well, Alec, we appreciate you hopping on. Good luck this season. We're rooting for you, and we'll see you up in Philadelphia. Thank you.
Appreciate you guys.
Thanks a lot.